Having trouble communicating with each other? Call 888-9-CALL-KIM. It's your time with Kim Iverson.
So this Arizona judge, I don't know if this is victim blaming or if she was just trying to give some sound advice to women, but this is what happened. She was sentencing a man for groping a woman. And this woman was at a bar, and this man walked up to her. She was wearing a skirt. It was late at night. He reaches up through her skirt and gropes her. So he's then sentenced, and during the sentencing hearing, the judge turns to the victim and says, now, the guy's been found guilty, he's sentenced, so it's not like he got away with it or anything like that. He's gone and done with. She turns to the victim, and she says, you know, if you had never been there that night, none of this would have happened to you. And then she went on to say, even going to the grocery store, she says, you know, she was urging all women need to be vigilant about their safety. She says, even going to the grocery store after 10 p.m. could put a woman at risk. Jill, do you feel like these comments are victim blaming, or do you feel like she's just giving sound advice to women saying, hey, look, there are predators out there?
I think it's victim blaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she said, and if you hadn't been there, this wouldn't have happened. Like, that's putting blame on her. All she did was go to a bar. She didn't ask the man to molest her.
Right.
And now she's being victimized again by this judge. I mean, and maybe the judge had good intentions, but that's not appropriate to say mm-hmm. to somebody who's a victim of assault.
Yeah, I mean, I feel this happened to me once. I was nearly raped, and my story was that I shared a cab with a guy. With these two guys, I shared a cab from downtown, and they decided to be dropped off first at their place. And in dropping them off first at their place, it was really far out of the way, to the point where the cab ride back for me would be, which would normally be $5, ended up being $50. So when we got to their place, they said, hey, just, you know, why don't we give you a ride home? It's fine. You know, we didn't realize that it was going to be a $50 cab ride. Anyway, I was like, well, you know, no, it's okay. I'll just take the cab back. And they were like, no, really, we've got our car right here. We're sober. We're able to drive. You know, $50 is just crazy. We're so sorry. Didn't mean for it to, you know, they were polite, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I get out of the cab and I'm like, okay, I guess. And about to get into the car and instead was nearly raped and had to run into the forest and call 911. I mean, it was a horrible, nightmarish experience. And I will say that some of my friends, with the best of intentions, did say to me, you shouldn't have shared a cab with these strange guys. And what was really funny about it was one of the guys that told me, one of my good guy friends who told me, I can't believe you got into a car with these guys that you didn't know. I was like, wait a minute. The first night I met you, that's exactly what we did. You know, you and I got into a car and we went downtown, and then we went in a car and we went back to a friend, you know, somebody else's house for an after party. I mean, it's pretty normal to have this behavior, and you're basically now blaming me, telling me that, you know, I made a bad choice by getting in the cab. Luckily, you know, the prosecutor for my case said to me, you know, she was a woman, and she said, look, normally you trust people and these things don't happen. I'm sure this woman walked into a bar a million times and didn't get groped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same thing, like, you should be able to meet somebody everybody's a stranger when you meet them. Everybody is a stranger until you get to know them and make them a friend. So that's what the prosecutor said to me. She says, you know, of course you didn't know, because anybody else you've met in your life hasn't done this to you. You know, they were all strangers at one point. You got in their car, you went to their home for the first time at some point. You got in their car for the first time at some point. People you basically don't know that you're becoming friends with. You're building a friendship with them. So how are you supposed to know? But at the same time, we as women know that, you know, if you're going to be walking through a dark parking lot, protect yourself. Lace your keys through your fingers, right? Wear high heels. Be ready to poke somebody's eye out.
Mm-hmm.
Look in the backseat of your car. Look under your car. I mean, we take these precautions because we know that we're not totally safe as a gender, unfortunately. So, you know, it's kind of a fine line. Like, was the judge really victim blaming, or was she just saying, hey, look, be safe, be smart, you know, protect yourself. There's bad people out there. The number to the show is 888-9-CALL-KIM. What is it you think? This segment has been brought to you by JCPenney.
She's a part of your life. It's only fair you be a part of hers.
Where's my girl?
Follow her on Twitter @GirlfriendKim.